Good morning. A partly sunny, warm, and humid start to the day across interior New York and New England as a warm front continues to track through the region from south to north. As it passes by, we do run the risk of a passing shower or even a rumble of thunder in a few spots early this morning, but generally dry weather through the early part of the afternoon. With partial sunshine and a developing and strengthening south-southwesterly wind flow, temperatures will surge toward the 90-degree mark. At the same time, humidity levels will continue to climb, and this will make for an unstable environment for the second half of the day. We'll turn our attention toward energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that'll shear through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, at the same time pushing a cold front our way from western New York. The combination of all of these variables will lead to showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the storms will be strong, perhaps even severe, with high wind gusts, hail, frequent lightning and heavy downpours, and there's even the chance of a few rotating storms. The best chance for severe weather will be out into central New York, the northern part of New York, and northwestern New England. Through the evening hours, we'll maintain the risk of scattered showers and storms as the energy and front continue to push through. And again, some of the storms could be on the stronger side, and there's the chance of heavy downpours. Overnight, things will quiet down as lows drop back into the lower to mid-60s. With the upper-level energy pivoting to our north and west on Tuesday, the front will tend to stall out over New England. This is where we'll see the best chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, and still the risk in southernmost New York and eastern parts of the state through about late morning. Meanwhile, northern New York and New England and out into the Mohawk Valley towards central New York will return to sunshine on Tuesday. Most areas will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A drier trend with sunny skies on Wednesday in the lower 70s, then a warm-up heading toward the weekend with more sunshine in the upper 70s on Thursday, and high pressure will dominate with sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s on Friday. Another weak disturbance could touch off a few showers and storms on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Claudette, located about 65 miles east-southeast of Raleigh, North Carolina. Claudette is moving toward the east-northeast near 25 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue with some increase in forward speed over the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the system will cross into the western Atlantic Ocean this morning. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. These winds are occurring mainly over the water southeast of Claudette's center. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected across far eastern North Carolina over the next several hours. Isolated flash, urban, and small stream flooding impacts are possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a southwest wind at 31 gusting to 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 68, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.69 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny and breezy, near 90, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and storms and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 70, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.98 inches for the month, which is 75 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 14.39 inches for the year, which is 2.83 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 97, set in 1938, and the record low, 41, in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. More showers and storms tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, especially in southern New York and in New England, mostly sunny elsewhere with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, lower 70s, more sunshine, upper 70s on Thursday, and mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Friday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.